Blog Talk Radio.
The opinions expressed during this show are those of the host and or guests, and not necessarily those of AMC Press and Company's affiliates and sponsors. Language and content may be found inappropriate for minors, therefore, listener discretion is advised.
Hello, everyone. It's me, Allison Redhead. And Johnny is in.
Hi.
Yes. He's now in.
Now
he's in.
Hi.
What is our affiliates today as well?
Our affiliates today are the affiliates that we've been pushing for about the last 2 months, which we continue to push Adam and Eve Toys. And we urge you to use Adam and Eve Toys. And use the code MELON, that's M-E-L-O-N, 10, M-E-L-O-N, 10, at checkout.
10. No,
10. 10 melons, just like Voight-sized basketballs.
Oh my.
No, George K., you don't get it, you've never been, you've always been asexual.
Well, now.
But then again,
why don't we get our ball rolling?
Getting the ball rolling.
Yes, with the tonight show and with all our our lovely first topic of the night that deals with Mr. Putin.
Yes,
and flight MH17, a list of individuals and groups that will be sanctioned by Japan if expected to be released after 2 new steps are approved by the cabinet.
Mr. Putin is more interested in talking and warned on Wednesday that the U.S. sanctions will take relations with Russia to a dead end and damage business interests in U.S. business interests in the country. Well, I sort of have something to say to that. Okay? Which is, in all seriousness, why did you let the fucking plane crash in your area if you knew that the U.S., the smartest, youngest country, oldest country with a constitution in the back of it, was going to be coming after you?
Very true.
Does that make any sense?
No, not really.
Because you're staring at the press as if you've got a vice grip on them as well. And you can't really screw over the press.
No, you really can't, because press could break you, make or break you.
Well, yeah. I mean, it is funny because he says, He says, the new steps will take place after they are endorsed by the cabinet, which is expected to talk later this week. Japan will then release a list of individuals and groups that are subject to sanctions, which is done by, this is said in terms of imports from Crimea, said Chief Cabinet Secretary Yoshihide Suga, which he noted that the steps in line are measures taken by the European Union Group of Seven Nations, which is not to be confused with the UN, which had a similar thing called the League of Nations, but that is the UN. Japan will also follow a recent decision by the European Bank for its reconstruction and development to freeze the funds for the new project in Russia. which is pretty awesome. Because finally, at least, you know, I think Putin is trying to say, no, we can't quite, you can't do this and be the little neopolitical man that he really is. He's a power-hungry son of a bitch, because what have we crossed on this podcast, at least? We've gone up all the way from the Olympics up until now.
Yeah.
I mean, Allison, Johnny.
Yeah.
We did know that this was going to happen.
Oh, yeah. I was bound to. It's like you're wanting to act like you're the shit. Like, when there's some people out there that clearly could
clearly
make
think
you...
You aren't, you know.
Yeah.
And sorry. The thing is that with this, you know, the move also follows the July 17th downing of the Malaysian Airlines Flight 17 in eastern Ukraine. The U.S. and Ukraine have accused pro-Russia rebels of firing the missile that brought down the plane, killing 298 people on board. But yet, then, it goes on to say, the U.S. and the EU have debated on imposing tougher sanctions against Moscow because of the support of the rebels. I don't know what to say. I mean, Allison, you take this one. I mean, because reasoning.
I myself.
You know what I mean?
Look at it and saying,
how do
you know it's going to be coming? I look at it and saying, they're doing what's right. The only one to blame is Putin. Putin has done enough to fuck shit up, which means you reap what you sow. Come on.
Well, of course you reap what you sow.
But how
much? There's some people who don't really get that.
Granted, but then those people need to get their head shot down to.
I mean, there would be tons of
getting.
Then. Could you imagine?
Going.
I mean, that doesn't make sense.
I'm well aware that what I'm saying doesn't make sense, but there's those people that deserve to have medical attention.
Oh, sure.
The shit that they're doing doesn't make sense. So what would be the proper reaction? Not say, oh, yes, you're doing a fantastic job fucking up the government. Let's give you a gold star. Like one of the, it's a bad analogy, but a kid who's failing school and the parents are like, yes, let's reward this person. Not so much.
Yeah, I don't know about rewarding them.
No, some people would if they felt, oh yes, the kids are great. They're doing great in school.
Yeah,
and
but
they're
how
really.
But no, what I don't agree with is, you know, in Psychology Today, as a matter of fact, this week's issue, they do say, it's really funny, they do bring up that how many parents do we see, you know, thinking that their kid is smart is better than they are.
A lot.
You know.
Quite a bit.
And yet,
the funny thing is how the funny thing is
how certain people believe that helicoptering is a good thing.
I mean, it really isn't.
I mean, albeit that's a separate issue. But compared to Putin, it is kind of the government, rightfully so, is you know, addressing this issue, and it needs to be addressed. Of course.
Oh yeah.
Putin is saying, well, you know, asked if Putin, if a possible Japan visit later this year by Russian President Vladimir Putin is still on, Suga said nothing has been decided, which, you know, we don't know what could have taken place in those talks behind closed doors.
Right.
But we do know, what we do know is that somebody has to go down. You know, how do you have you know, the thing is, how do you take it down? You know what I mean? How do you take it down
right.
that road where it doesn't happen again?
Right. I agree.
You know? And
yeah.
taking it down where the... The thing is that how do you take it down to a place where it's more accepted?
Right.
You know? And then you... take it you take it in a different direction, you know. You take it in a different direction.
Right.
And what if they didn't put sanctions on Russia? You would still be doing
right.
the same thing.
Yeah.
You would still be doing the same thing. And the same thing is not necessarily the best thing.
Yeah.
You know?
It's like, what would we want to do?
I don't think that it's... is the, well, it's in between, I think, two things. The thing of what has to happen for everybody, and what's going to happen with him.
Right.
Because, you know, you could, in fact, do the same thing you did to Castro, you know.
Yeah.
The same thing that could have been done to Bin Laden. The same thing, you know, the same thing could have been done
we the U.S. have tried to. We successfully killed bin Laden. We successfully killed Castro. We successfully killed the entirety of the number one crime list in the world. Okay? So, Putin, I don't believe necessarily what he's trying to do is the best thing for anybody.
Oh, yeah.
But
it's like,
in a court of law, who are you going to argue with?
Very true. Very, very true.
I mean, because that, at that point, when you're standing in front of the judge, are you going to say, Your Honor or Your Majesty, I didn't do it?
In which they would look at you and say,
like you have four eyes, and say, you did do it. We have plenty of the evidence. Why do you think there's a grand jury?
It's like, do you have amnesia?
Well, I don't think that Putin has amnesia. I think he has a thing where he doesn't know. He can't separate logistically what happens. Not that I'm saying that he's a developmental disability, but sorry, are you retarded? Do you need special care? Because at this point, your face looks like it needs a fucking annoying facelift and needs a smile.
Right.
You know, instead of saying stationary, I'm totally pissed off with the world and I don't care.
Yeah, that doesn't really work that way. It's like, it's a mix of, it's like being charged with war crimes or getting away with killing how many people? Almost 300 people?
Well,
yeah.
300 people.
A life is a life is a life, in my book.
Of course. A life
There's
is a life
no
is a life.
There's no turning back from that end.
But yeah.
Which means he could be with going with the chain of events, with the chain of events, fucked up Olympics, screwed over those of the LGBT community, divorced his wife or whatever the situation was. Yeah,
we have no idea.
Going to have the feet, yeah. Is going to be having the FIFA World Cup in 2018, in 4 years. And now, not taking responsibility. I guess he wants to be known as a, in my opinion, as someone who could possibly be the dumbest or dumb or be in the bracket of being stupid. And there's the point of saying, is he sane? Where does him being sane come in? Between
I don't know.
Yeah, it doesn't look like that's going to happen. anytime soon. So think about it. Do you really think that this is going to happen?
I don't know. I don't know. But what I do know is that I don't know what I don't know what they're going to do next. We'll just have to wait and see.
We'll just have to wait
and see for the summer. Yeah.
Right.
I can't, I don't think we can ever, predict anything anymore.
Oh, yeah.
Because it's gotten way too, worse for wear, in terms of it's gotten too easy to predict.
Right.
In terms of everything. You know. So with that said, let's move on to our next topic, shall we?
Yeah.
Yes,
you take this one.
If Putin wasn't enough, of course, this had to take place in Florida, and Airbnb squad had also swindled $40,000 from Kickstarter. And the two brothers had been squatting on Airbnb rentals since May, have had a history of exploiting peer-to-peer startups. Before exploiting California tenant laws, they, to secure months of free rent, they managed to milk nearly $14,000 out of gullible Kickstarter donors, and they've been pleased with their racket and said they would squat again. Now, the brothers, identified as Maxim and Dennis Passion by neighbors and squatters in Palm Springs condo, are also the alleged pair of the two suspicious Kickstarter campaigns, one of which has notably failed to deliver its personally promised product. They launched a campaign for a Confederate Express ball in 2013, hoping to raise $10,000 towards the creation of a pixel art RPG game. Now, with all this, the campaign was ultimately a success, reaping praise from PC Gamer and a 39,739 from 2,386 backers.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't understand it.
Me neither, but I could. But looking at it from the person's point of view who rented it out, it's like you're lost. You're fucked. You're in a matter of getting not. It's like, yes, you Airbnb helps to give people to stay short term. Long term,
well,
is another thing.
Well, it also can be long term.
It could be a month. Not two, not three, but you're paying out for that, too. There's a difference. They're professional scammers. What would you rather? It's like, would you trust someone for if you didn't know what their campaign was for. And it was like, oh, yes, I'm going to help. I'm going to help this person. And then undoubtedly say, wait, I just got scammed.
Well, how smart are they to realize they actually got scammed?
Very true.
They
but
are.
Sometimes feel that, but sometimes people don't know until it's too late, so... Yeah, you can't just assume.
True. I mean, you can't just assume.
Right.
But you can't, I mean, you can't steal. I mean, you can steal. But you can't quite do what I don't think you can do quite what these guys were doing.
Very true.
You know, you can scam it, right? But what is the? I mean, I could see people now. You know, there's Twitter, there's Facebook, there's Vimeo, there's all that. But what's really the sense of actually just submitting? And submitting to a game. You know.
People
are stupid enough to trust them, too.
You can't blame them.
What do you mean?
People like those games. You can't say, oh, yes. So, what, are you supposed to just blame them? Because, people make mistakes? It's like, people make mistakes. Don't massacre them.
Yes, but they make mistakes. Well, the thing is, they make mistakes, and, like, say I was to start a campaign for whatever, you know, because I have started campaigns, and I succeed morally and ethically. Right, but let's give it another whirl, right? Let's just say, for all intents and purposes, I'm an accountant who has started up a Kickstarter. Okay.
Right.
And because I'm an accountant who can switch the money up, right? I demand, and my profit goes up. My profit also goes down. Because I have cleverly filled in the boxes wrong. Do you see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
The only reason why they got away with what they got away with was because of the fact that they're in Palm Springs. And everything's backward in Palm Springs. You know? Everything is backwards, and nothing is right. Right? So if you say left, we'll say right. If you say right, we'll say left. If you say up, guess what? We'll say down.
If you say down, say up.
Exactly. You know? And the fact is that, yeah, professional scammers by hosting his Airbnb host has a history of going after landlords. That, you know, passion demand $10,000 from his landlord for nuisance by ongoing construction in the backyard. Although the case was later dismissed, Tashin seems to be aware that he has been exposed and has begun flaunting his success over his publicity. Over the weekend, he commented on the Confederate Express Kickstarter page, saying that he would squat again. And then the Daily Mail reports that the Polynesian brothers are currently continuing to occupy their Palm Springs rental. Recently, their Airbnb host attempted to serve them an eviction notice, but one of the brothers answered the door with their face covered by a hood and a scarf, refusing to accept the notice.
I feel bad for that person. I look at it as no one signs off for anything without saying, okay, you pay. You can pay, you could pay their short term. Long term is another story in itself. Like, you're fucking up someone's life. Not to mention, it's like someone doesn't want to have someone that they don't know, or two people they don't know, actually stay around. Most people would say you paid your time. You paid for X amount of days. You're gone. Your checkout is now, not a month, not 2 months, not three. So, yeah.
Well, yeah. But yet,
I would say if this person was a female or and they were doing things that could ultimately hurt her or whomever, there is also this one cool gadget that that I just learned about tonight via Daily Dot. The Smart Pepper Spray. It's called the Smart Pepper Spray, which means where you could stay at a safe distance, and if someone was trying to hurt you or do whatever, it was actually a crowdfunding campaign, which ended up being a way to actually help. You link the pepper spray up to your device, and it will send someone a photo of the person that's wanting to hurt the other person, which I myself can honestly say that it's, I say it's well worth it when you're thinking of it. Life. It's like life or death. What would you rather?
Well, if there was a man obsessed with aliens and girlfriends, his girlfriend and aliens, I would rather die. Speaking of, the man obsessed with aliens and killed his girlfriend because he believed she was possessed by the devil. And this comes out of the Mirror. In the UK.
Yes.
Now, I don't know what goes on. I know what goes on in a Newcastle home because I've been there. But how do you, every day, somebody has basically, every day some genius says, oh, my girlfriend's possessed by the devil. But rarely does one come along and say, I love aliens, my girlfriend's possessed by the devil. And then mixes the two together.
Yeah, no, that doesn't happen. That really
doesn't
happen.
Doesn't happen that often, right? A psychotic man with obsessions about alien conspiracies killed his girlfriend because he believed that he was possessed by the devil. I don't know about you.
Praise
ye the devil?
It's like past.
I mean, it's almost like past Roswell and past the ammunition. You know?
Right.
I mean, to me, that's fucking incredible.
Oh, I know.
You know, plus the girlfriend, at 24, she's probably saying, I didn't do it. But then, Jenna's body was found at the Newcastle home. He acted like a dog on his police. He acted like a dog on his police cell floor and then threatened to cut throat.
Not so smart. Definitely just.
I mean, the trial
is.
The trial is continuing. And then this just in. The backlash continues on Radar. On the Long Island medium known as Teresa Caputo, performance reading tricks exposed in the new tell-all book.
Interesting.
You know, that she, despite numerous claims of former claims from a former client that she's faking her ability to communicate with the dead, the Long Island media score is still touring the country, giving readings to the grieving before audiences of thousands, crystallized sudden Christian newborn heals, but the new tell-all book could threaten the reality's lucrative gig. It is funny because, like, it goes on to say that she doubts the authenticity, you know.
Really?
Yeah. But,
I believe.
I sort of believe it because, it's like Miss Cleo. We all remember Miss Cleo.
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
Miss Cleo.
Then there's people that legitimately have.
Oh,
abilities.
No. I'm not talking about those people.
I know, but I'm saying there's a difference between being a sellout and being actually 100% legit, too. Like, you won't go to a dentist if the person isn't a dentist.
But you wouldn't go to a dentist
You wouldn't go to a dentist if you didn't know how to
drill, fill, and rinse, please. You wouldn't get anything, you know, underarms or whatever from a waxtician if you didn't know how to wax.
Yeah. Yeah.
And you wouldn't go to a medium if you didn't know how to medium.
Or knowing that you're not selling out due to a public just to make multi-millions either.
Exactly, exactly. And
it's
finally,
like free, it's like free money, here I come. It's like money without having to do much work.
It's money with a small N.
Mm-hmm.
I think. And then for our final segment of the night, the Huffington Post, about a week ago, let's ask the viewers. Viewers, have you ever been to New York City recently? Well, if you have, Spider-Man flew officer in Times Square. Well, no surprise. No surprise, it's actually a 25-year-old from Brooklyn. Yes, a 25-year-old from Brooklyn who basically slugged a police officer and didn't know that he could get charged for it. Stupid, stupid motherfucker. Allison, what do you think of this?
I look at it and saying, when the police tell you to do something, you do it. You don't just say, oh, yes, I'm going to just...
If they tell you to get naked, you get naked. If they tell you to turn around, you turn around. If they tell you to dance the hokey-pokey, you dance the fucking hokey-pokey.
No, I think you're probably trying to say if they're running too frisky, you make sure they're following what the rules and regulations. But it doesn't mean let's slug a police officer. Let's slug an NYPD officer. No, that's not in the cards.
Not really.
If you want to get arrested, that's the best way to go.
Well, yeah, of course. I mean, the best way to go is to kick an officer in the nuts in Times Square as a superhero. With Elmo and Minnie Mouse and Mickey Mouse and Captain Jack Sparrow all standing nearby.
Yeah, I'm sure
sorry, mate. I can't do anything. You know. And the thing was that the thing was that he was demanding $20, $50, and $100 tips.
Yeah, that doesn't happen. You should be lucky with what... He should have been lucky.
I mean,
he was getting what he was getting. Most people would look at him and say, no. No, sorry. And
well,
then there's those... Then there's those who end up being true.
Well, there's those who end up saying, well, can I get $1? $1, fine. Over the course of a day, 24 hours, you're up to about $800 in other people's money.
Yeah. Which means take what people give you. And plus, there needs to
be
regulations with that.
I mean, at this point, they're trying to make New York City look like Las Vegas.
No, Las Vegas. I'd say Las Vegas.
Los Angeles, sorry.
Maybe Los Angeles, because they all want to be famous. Yeah, I could see that.
Well, they want to be famous in New York City, too, but they don't have the balls to say, oh, yeah, I'll do it my way. And with...
Uh-huh.
You know, that's what it is. And, I mean, that's the thing about everything. Do you... Oh, Jesus. And Mr. Sin, Lionel Messi. Next, I think, Wednesday's topic, Lionel Messi to be prosecuted for alleged tax evasion.
Yeah.
Now, back to the Elmo incident, as the chief of police will call it. You know, New York City Council was already planning on legislating it. I mean, because it is sort of like the Wild West. You appear at Walgreens and you have to pay threat as Buzz Lightyear. That, to me, is hilarious in only every way possible. To infinity and beyond! You know what I mean?
Yeah.
At a Walgreens. Hello, I am Buzz Lightyear. I need duck shampoo. I know I am dressed as Buzz Lightyear. I don't want to be arrested. And everybody in the store, which is mostly tourists, going, are you fucking kidding me? Are you serious? Not now. But then outside is where all the real action is happening, with people Vimeoing Spider-Man the rest. I mean, talk about with great power comes great responsibility.
Yeah.
You know, as Uncle Ben said, fuck Uncle Ben, I'm gonna get the fucking cops. You know.
Yeah.
I mean, what more do you have to, what more do you have to say? You know? You know, what do you think about it, Alison? I mean, Johnny, what do you think about it?
I think it's like stuff happening outside, like people weren't seeing what's happening on the inside, like, I don't know.
No, but, I mean, everyone wants to know.
What?
Everybody wants. Exactly. Everybody wants to know what exactly is going on. You know what I mean? And yet, people love a good show.
Exactly.
And if you want to watch this go, you know, go on, go ahead, click the link that we have, and watch the video, because it is very funny. Because you do see a 25-year-old pleading for his life and saying, not now, man, not now! You know, how do you,
Don't taste me, bro. Oh, wow, that was a...
What? Don't tase me, bro. Exactly.
That was a... That's a throwback right there.
Yeah, don't taser me, bro! Don't do this! And I think what the funniest thing is having the entire thing just absolutely, how do you want to say it, be fucked, you know, and be a thing in which nobody gets, everybody's watching, and his mother didn't even know, wasn't even aware of
this going down?
Wasn't even aware of this going down, you know? I mean, I'm sure people go, oh my God, I'm going to do this, you know? I'm going to do that. I'm going to do this. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I don't think that these guys fucking think, because, you know, either they've just come off the boat, okay, just come off the boat and said, oh yes, I'm going to masquerade as Minnie Mouse.
Or Mickey Mouse, or Joe Blow, or like, or something that is just to the point of saying, come on.
Well, come on in just so many words.
Yeah, I know.
Come the fuck on in so many words. From come, what the fuck are you doing, to on, I'm just doing this shit because I think it's right.
And
you know?
That's never really the case. That's a case of stupidity in motion. Stupidity in so much action. It's not even fucking funny. It's like, maybe there shall be a way. Maybe there's
a way. Well,
there shall
be a way. Parents... Parents shall be away, but also parents have, parents don't know what their 25-year-old son, who is above the law and actually can be tried as an adult, is doing.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, it's just like, it is kind of funny. It's like, you know, either you do make your decision to the analogy, there's a really good Netflix documentary about superheroes. There's the one that was recently done on PBS, but then there's the one about Confessions of a Superhero, I think it is, where its subject is the exact people that we're talking about, just in Los Angeles. And it is really cool in the fact that it talks about how hard and how relentless and the relentlessness of things, such as you know, dressing up as costumed heroes and actually adding you know, people on asking people for tips and stuff like that for their living. And at least they have yeah, it's Confessions of a Superhero. Yeah. And it's about Paul the Quirky Dreamers looking to catch their break in Tinseltown as they dress with photos with photos and tourists. I mean, there are some people who do look like these costume characters, but it is kind of interesting how, you know, people attempt to make a living doing this. You know, because they are either very poor, or they just don't know how to earn any money. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
It's in one way very sad, but in another way, probably the worst way to make a living.
Yeah.
If you lost all your jobs, okay, you have nothing to fear. Dress up in Elmo, or pick anything, and dress up in it. And people will give you money unbeknownst to you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So note to listeners all around the world, when you come to New York, do not give anything to these guys, because they're only looking for money. They're only looking for handouts. Just like...
Right, which is not cool.
No, it's not cool, but it's a way to make a living in an honesty, you know, honestly, and it's not a way to make a living honestly, but it is a way to make a living in other ways.
Right.
I mean, it is kind of one of those things that I despise. I go through it, and we have a minute left for the program.
Yes.
I'm going to just tell you in general, I despise it. You know, because they're stealing money from the ethics of New York. What New
mm-hmm.
York is placed here to do. You know, it's not placed here to provide commentation on cartoon characters.
All right.
That's really it.
And you can find out all of our latest topics and sites that would contain these topics on itsmygirls.com/fancypress. And tonight we're calling it a night, and we'll see you back here on Wednesday.
Have a fantastic night, ladies and gentlemen. Good night.
Yes.